in the limelight.
As India battles through one of the world's deadliest surges of the COVID-19 pandemic, this week India's Health Minister Harshvardhan insisted that its fatality rate from the disease remained the lowest in the world. It was a statement that jarred with the developing devastating images and accounts that have flowed out of India in the past fortnight, of hospitals and morgues filled to capacity, people dying on pavements from scarcity of oxygen, and crematoriums and graveyards visibly overflowing with bodies. The article you're about to hear has been written by the Observer journalists Hannah Ellis-Peterson and Mohammad Sartaj Alam. The piece is titled, "We're Burning Pyres All Day, India Accused of Undercounting Deaths." As India battles through one of the world's deadliest surges of COVID-19 pandemic, this week India's Health Minister Harshvardhan insisted that its fatality rate from the disease remained the lowest in the world. It was a statement that jarred with the devastating images and accounts that have flowed out of India in the past fortnight. Of hospitals and morgues filled to capacity, people dying on pavements from scarcity of oxygen, and crematoriums and graveyards visibly overflowing with bodies. India's official death toll has continued to rise relentlessly. On Saturday, 1st of May, it was another record-breaking day, with 401,993 new cases of coronavirus infection and 3,523 deaths. Yet health experts widely believe that the official daily figures do not come close to reflecting the real number of deaths in India. With COVID-19 patients unable to get into hospitals, many have been dying at home, often without ever getting tested. Meanwhile, state governments and local authorities stand accused of rampant miscounting, covering up and obfuscating the true death toll in their states. Over the past month, in the Karnataka city of Bangalore, where case numbers are among the fastest rising in the country, the figure for COVID-related deaths registered in crematoriums was twice the official death toll. The allegations of a cover-up have been particularly prevalent in Uttar Pradesh province, where the state government is controlled by the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party or BJP, and the hardline chief minister Yogi Adityanath has insisted that the state has no shortage of oxygen and threatened to prosecute those who spread panic. Authorities in India have denied any cover-ups. In the city of Muzaffarnagar in Uttar Pradesh state, data collected by the Observer shows a vast discrepancy between the official death toll recorded by the local authority and the accounts given to those who run its crematoriums and graveyards. According to official statistics, Muzaffarnagar has just had 10 COVID deaths over 4 days in late April. However, Ajay Kumar Agarwal, president of Muzaffarnagar City Crematorium, said this was not even close to the scale of bodies that he was handling at the crematorium. In normal times, we were cremating 3 bodies a day, but in the past 10 days, it has increased significantly, he said. One day, it was 18, another day, it was 20, then 22, and one day, it was 25. In the past 10 days, we haven't had any less than 12 bodies a day, 90% of them coronavirus deaths. With only 7 pyres in Muzaffarnagar City Crematorium, Agarwal said they were so overwhelmed they were having to cremate the bodies on open ground and send some to another crematorium 20 miles away. The situation here is pathetic, he said. Agarwal alleged that incorrect figures were being published and dismissed suggestions that the city had experienced any days this week with no COVID deaths or just 2 deaths a day. The administration does not make the correct death figures public, he said. I don't understand why they're hiding them. Maybe they don't want people to panic. Sanjay Mittal at Muzaffarnagar's only other crematorium, the New Mandi Crematorium, recounted similar scenes. He said he had never seen such a situation in my life. We are burning pyres from morning until evening. According to Sanjay Mittal, prior to the pandemic, the New Mandi Crematorium usually saw just 5 bodies arrive on average in a day. But on 27th of April, they received 21 bodies. On 28th of April, they received 15 bodies. And on 29th of April, they received 18 bodies. He could not confirm how many of them had been COVID-19 positive. It is midday and we already had 12 bodies. Who knows how many it will be by the end of this day, he said on Friday. A similar recent surge in bodies was also reported by Abdul Qadir, who runs the Muslim cemetery in Muzaffarnagar. Before the coronavirus, we buried 2 or 3 bodies a week, but now 6 to 7 bodies arrive every day, he said. Only 3 of these bodies so far have come from hospital. The rest died at home and had not been tested. Official Indian government data confirms very low COVID-19 testing rates in Muzaffarnagar. On Tuesday, 27th of April, no tests were done in the area, not even one. On 29th of April, only 561 tests were carried out, and all of them came back positive. A doctor from the Indian Medical Association in Uttar Pradesh state, who asked not to be named, said many people were dying from diseases such as pneumonia and lung fibrosis, which they contracted as a result of COVID-19 complications. He said, the number of those deaths is very high, but they're not being counted as coronavirus deaths. Murad Banaji, a mathematician who has modelled India's COVID-19 pandemic, said, multiple streams of evidence show undercounting of COVID deaths is a big problem in India. Murad Banaji said, before we start congratulating ourselves about what a low fatality rate India has, the first thing that needs to be made clear is we don't have a good idea of how many people are dying of COVID in this country. According to Murad Banaji's estimates, India's death toll is likely to be at least 3 times higher than official figures. This is based on calculations from cities such as Mumbai, where he examined the number of excess deaths that were recorded in the city during 2020. When the pandemic first hit, excess deaths referred to the number of fatalities that exceed the average number of deaths usually recorded in a place every year. Banaji discovered that in Mumbai, there was an unprecedented spike in such deaths, and for every COVID-19 death recorded, there was one excess death not designated as caused by COVID. Not all those excess deaths may have been from COVID-19, explained Banaji, but from what we can gather from international data and studies, most of them probably were, and in Mumbai's case, my estimate is a minimum of 60% to 70% of those additional excess deaths were indeed from COVID. Such calculations would push Mumbai's real death toll from 13,000 to about 21,000, However, Banaji emphasized that for rural and impoverished areas of India, in states like Bihar and Uttar Pradesh, which have limited health infrastructure, death recording and COVID testing, the number of unreported COVID deaths was likely to be huge, much greater than a city like Mumbai.